Termite, a cellulose-eating pest. The word termite strikes terror in the hearts of most homeowners. Unlike mice, cockroaches, and other pests, termites do not make their presence known. Furthermore, they are many times more damaging than most other pests. The fact that termites may have been slowly destroying the basic substructure of a house for many years makes them particularly evil. Thousands of dollars of damage may be done by them with no evidence that there was any problem for many years. On occasion, the damage is so severe that it is not structurally or economically reasonable to do anything other than to knock the house down and totally rebuild it. Fundamentally, a termite is a destroyer. Now, if you're a nature lover, you probably think of them as just a small animal trying to get along in the world. However, if you are a homeowner, you probably ask the question, why can't they go and live in old tree stumps and fallen limbs and eat that cellulose and leave my house alone? Considering criminal elements in society, we should be like the homeowner and take a position of resistance to those criminals just trying to get along. Currently, America is being eaten by political termites. We have been letting them just get along for some time. We have been coexisting with them. And just as a homeowner can coexist with termites, so can a nation like America coexist with political termites, until the damage is so great it's impossible to ignore it. The political termites in America are called liberals, leftists, progressive, communists, etc. But just as a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet, so dung by any other name stinks as badly. Does the termite intend to destroy your home? No, they're instinctual and dumb. Does the political termite intend to destroy America? Well, I guess the jury is still out on that question. However, just as the termite does destroy the home in the process of meeting its needs, so does the political termite in meeting its needs and ideals. In either case, they're pests which must be eradicated if the structure, the house, or the country is to stand. The sooner the homeowner realizes he is infested, the sooner he can take an action, reducing the damage and associated cost of repairs. The sooner Americans realize that we're infested with political termites, the sooner we can take action, reduce damage, and the cost of repairs. Our country is no more invincible to destruction by political termites than any wood-framed house is to the cellulose-eating termite.